These business owners are nervous about it too. This is an investment for them, but they know to grow that they need to outsource this. So everybody's doing it scared. We're all doing it scared together.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode. All right. Hello, everyone. So I'm super excited. We have Brittany with us here today. Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
And Brittany has such a fun story. And one of the reasons that I wanted to bring her on is that she is such a beautiful example of really creating her own opportunities, creating her dream business, leveraging her gifts and talents. And she's done something remarkable. She started with her very first VA client on December 1st. So I wanted to bring her on to share some of her unique insights and strategies and her story so that you can see there's so many different ways to build your business, to be a VA, even like what you do inside of the VA industry. And I think Brittany is such a fun example of how she really made her own business, created her own way, and has scaled to high cash months really fast. So Brittany, so happy you're here. Can you just tell us a little bit more about you, like who you are, home life, what do you love to do?
Sure. So my husband, Ben, and I, we live in North Dakota. We ranch. So we have cattle, horses, we raise and train horses. And I had spent the last 10 years in a corporate job. I was a chemical sales rep. And a year ago, my position was terminated. And it had always been a from home job and then with some traveling. And I'm like, I can't go to an office now. I have two kids. Now they're 3 and 1.5. So my younger one was just six months old when that happened. So I'm like, I need to find something. It's 2023. Something has to be possible remotely. And Brie and I talk about this. It's so fun because I was actually talking to her mother-in-law, which is how I found Brie. So she invited me to the group. And I just followed along with your weekly trainings for 9 months. And I had some other opportunities come up around home. So I took those, but I was still letting some old coworkers and mentors know what I was doing. Gosh, I'm following this VA thing and it's really interesting. Kind of seems too good to be true. So I'm just like watching, learning. And in October, one of my old coworkers slash mentors reached out, who has a separate business now. And she said, hey, we need a social media person. Are you interested? I'm like, yeah, I am. And they came like with a really good offer. And so then in November, I decided if I'm going to do this for them, like I might as well do this for others too. So that was when I finally officially bought in to Mom to VA. And then I started with them on December 1st, but I didn't announce that I was doing this until New Year's Eve. So I wanted to see how it would go with them. And I had a month under my belt. So then New Year's Eve, I made this announcement and the people just started messaging like crazy. So that's how that all got rolling.
I love your story. So fun. Oh, there's so many different things we can dive into. But what do you see when you did decide to let everyone know what you were up to? What were some of the pivotal things that you think got things moving really fast?
First, I would say moving with confidence. Like I put it out there and I used your scripts. I'm like, I bought into this program for a reason. I'm going to use these resources. Like I tweaked some things, but your scripts are awesome. So I put that out there. What else? It was just like a few friends sharing. It was literally like two Facebook posts that I made and then a couple of friends sharing them. And like the messages just started pouring in. And so it was really surprising, but also eye-opening that there is just so much opportunity out there if you're willing to open yourself up to it. It is scary, but that's just part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. If people don't know you exist, they can't hire you. So I love
exactly.
That. Okay, deep breath, Click post, and then the full floodgates opened up.
Yep, pretty much.
That's amazing. Amazing. So let's go back to what were some, because, and I love your story. And Brittany and I were talking about this before we hopped on, is people move in different ways. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Everyone makes decisions differently. And for Brittany, literally, and I love this, I remember those. I've shown up in this community, done live trainings every single week for over a year now. And you were on like every single one, just about, and chiming in and talk about your, if you can, your decision-making process of just like how you moved through to seeing this as something you could do. And then when you're like, okay, I can do this. And some of your strategic moves where you're like, boom, now here you are, beautiful business, multiple clients, getting ready for your third baby, knowing that you don't have to work at a corporate job, work out of the home, all of that.
Like I said, it just always seemed too good to be true. But I think another side of it was I created like my own kind of Western lifestyle Facebook page last year to just go through what we do here on the ranch. And then I started making sourdough and I started selling that. And I think that was the first thing because I was asking some friends and family, I'm like, okay, for this loaf of sourdough bread, would you pay $6? And they're like, oh, I don't know. I would sell them for 15 per loaf. So I'm like, okay, don't count on your close friends to tell you what they would pay for one of your products, first of all. But that kind of gave me the confidence too, or just the realization that there are people out there willing to pay for it. And it takes a lot less of them at $15 than $5 or $6. And so between that and just even though seems so weird to come through this like sourdough way. It was just like a different way for me to see if you offer it, there's somebody out there who wants it. And because that was one of my things, I'm like, we're rural North Dakota. What kind of job am I gonna find that's near what I was doing? And so this kind of just morphed. And like I said, it was my old coworker who came to me and really was the one who got the ball rolling. So I think that's the other key too, is let people know what you're doing, because even in like the mom to VA chats and stuff, how many people have said, oh, I was at some mom group and just mentioned that I'm doing this now. And three ladies said, we need to touch base with each other. So using the network that you already have, to me, it made more sense to do it that way because the job postings you offer are incredible to have that resource. But like coming from agriculture, those postings weren't necessarily jumping out at me. And I had a decade within this industry and I had some good connections. And so I was just leveraging what I already had.
Yeah, I love that. And that is, we talk about this in Mom to VA, like the job board is amazing, like up to 10 job opportunities daily. But the caveat to, and this is industry-wide, if you are going after existing job opportunities, business owners have already decided what they want to pay, the structure, like they've made up their mind and now they're offering it at that. And that is the beauty of what you've done is you went out and we help you do this in Mom to VA is go create your own opportunities. And I'd love to hear you talk on this too, of how you did shift from that hourly VA to premium positioning, premium packages, booking in four-figure month clients. What were some of the shifts that you made to essentially present yourself as that? And also even the confidence piece of you were new to this industry, and yet you presented yourself as this VA who can do that. And your clients are like, yeah, I'm in, done, sign me up.
Yes, I feel really fortunate for that part because an opportunity was brought to me that was very good. So it's if I, how do I go below that going forward? I don't want to go less than what I already know somebody is willing to pay. And so they offered it, it'll probably be this number of hours per week type deal. And here's our monthly, here's just what it'll be monthly. And so that was where it all began or where I saw the power of it. So going forward, it's I use that first one as the baseline. Okay, I know I'm doing this for them every week at this price. So then it was just that's package offer number one and then up from there. And I only offered two or three packages. I didn't go below that. Anyone who reached out, and this is the other kind of fun part of it too. A lot of people in Mom to VA talk about imposter syndrome and how it's scary and all that. These business owners are nervous about it too. This is an investment for them, but they know to grow that they need to outsource this. So everybody's doing it scared. We're all doing it scared together, but they're willing to make the investment. And like I've told them, it's if you don't like it after do a minimum 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, or if you don't feel it's working, whatever, we can either tweak the plan or whatever, but help ease their mind a little bit there too. Because like I said, especially if it's these small business owners, it's scary for them to make the investment too.
Yeah, I love that reflection. And it's such a good point too of VA industry is it's not going to go anywhere. Like you said, like all business owners to grow, they know that they need team, they need support to exponentialize what the business does in a given amount of hours per day. That is how businesses and companies and brands grow. But remembering too, yeah, they're all human. I think one of the things that I love about the VA industry is a lot of times businesses and entrepreneurs went into what they do for the same reasons that we as VAs do it too. Like we want time freedom. We want to be present for our kids and our families. We want to travel. And so remembering that too, it's always a human on the other end of the interaction too.
Yes, that's the other part of it. And as I was talking through that, I had a question for you come from that. So you obviously have no problem hiring team or bringing team on. Yeah. So when you were starting, when you brought your first person on, how scary was it? Is it still nerve-wracking now, or do you just trust the process?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. I love this. Question for me too. So I was very fortunate at the time when I brought my first team member on because I was in mentorship and my coach had explained exactly what we just talked about, like the way you exponentialize what your business does, given a certain amount of hours per day, is bringing on team. And like the reminder that I got too is it's not that when you're starting to think about scaling and growing, you don't have to hire a full-time person or even 20 hours a week. So I brought on someone that did one daily task that took me about 30 minutes a day. So she took that over and it was just this huge peace of mind. And then she also was available to support my students when I was traveling or kids were sick, anything like that. So that was really a no-brainer and it wasn't a huge financial investment. And I made that choice to bring her on after the business started growing. So it was already monetizing. I had the cash flow to do it. Now, the second position I brought on was more, it was more of this forward-facing decision. Like, just like you shared, I was like, oh, am I ready for this? This does feel like a big commitment. And also the perspective as a business owner, like you are responsible for that person's like livelihood and the income that they depend on it. So it is this, it's like this decision, like forward facing. And what a beautiful reflection to know that the person that's hiring you on the other end is feeling all these things. But business owners do have that mindset of to grow the company, the business, this is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And even that was another thing that came up for me was a lot of people I talked to that needed social media help or whatever it was, they also had websites and like anything on a computer, anything like that, they hated to do or they didn't understand it. So there was this huge need for websites, whether it was building them from scratch or managing them, updating them, whatever it was. And I'd never done anything with websites before. And to be honest, I really didn't want to learn it either. And I was like, all these people want it. I guess I'm just going to have to learn. Then I decided I don't want to learn it. I happen to know somebody who knows how to build websites and does a really good job at it. And she actually also jumped into mom to VA with me back in November because she was looking for something different too. I'm like, I've been in this group for 9 months. Why don't you just like hop over here and check it out? And so I went to her and said, hey, do you want to build some websites on the side? And she said, yep. And she didn't want to do anything of advertising herself or whatever. So it all comes through me. And for that, we agreed on a certain margin that I get of all the projects that she does. So that will be a little bit of a variable each month, depending on how many websites are lined up. But so far, I think we're up to 5.
Oh my God.
Not all done, but that are on the docket between who a couple that are done and then some lined up. So
yeah, I love this. Okay, so let's turn the question on you as you were going through that process and like feeling into, and I remember having these conversations with you as you were like thinking through, what do I want to do? How did you decide, like the forward-facing, like business mindset, identity? How did you decide to bring her on? Because I know you had lots of thoughts. Do I do this? Do I not?
Yeah.
What do I want to do?
Part of it was your coaching of staying in your zone of genius and the backside nuts and bolts of websites. I have zero interest in it. It's not my zone whatsoever. Between that and then a book that came up on one of your trainings, 10x is easier than 2x. I finally just finished the audiobook, but I was like midway through that, and that will change your life. Or it'll change the way you think about all these things. And so between the two, I'm like, I've got a person I know, and she's good at it. She's willing to do it, whatever. Okay. Then that's the fun part of, yeah, it comes through me and I'm the one like putting it out there and whatever. But she builds a website and I still get some money for that. So that's the fun part of business where I don't know how much I'm not going to be doing much more like scaling at this time before baby comes in a couple of months, but I think it's definitely given me a taste of it for the future.
That is so fun. Yeah, you're like, okay, so this is how time leverage works. And you can,
Yes.
yeah, I love that. Let's talk a little bit about, because you have two young children, you're pregnant with your third. How has it been shifting from having a more corporate role to balancing VA work at home with kids? Inevitably, like there's always, anytime you do something new, there's learning curves and bumps and you figure things out as you go. What are some of your biggest reflections, takeaways in navigating that?
So there are definitely hard days. As moms, we know that, like just with the kids alone, sometimes there are hard days. But now you've got this other thing. People have hired you to do this and you care about it. So that was the other thing of being able to pick and choose the clients that I have partnered with. Like it's stuff you care about. You need to figure out your times. Like I've never been like a big wake up super early in the morning type of person. Now I'm up at 5:30. I get a solid couple hours of working in the morning. Like, I have no problem waking up because I'm excited to come and do this work. And that's the beauty of not having to rush off somewhere. Like, my kids, if they sleep till 7:30 or 8, that's fine. We don't have anywhere to be. I get a lot done in the mornings. And then I know you talk about 15 minutes here or there during nap time. So that's how it's worked. Like I said, there's just going to be tough days no matter what you do. But you just get through them and then there's awesome days. But I'm also pretty fortunate. We have a gal who lives nearby who she's always taken the kids a couple days a week, like just from 9 to 2. And so those are my 2 days also to really hammer down and utilize that too. But like right before this, you know, folding 10,000 tiny pieces of clothes because that's pretty hard to do with a 1.5-year-old trying to help.
Oh, yeah.
So you just find what works for you. Some people are night owls. Like for me, by the time the kids go to bed, I like it's my bedtime too. So morning has been my time. But really you just have to do it and find out what works for you. You and that's what I have found too. Like if I ever get anxious about something for a certain client, action is what makes the anxiety go away. Just go start working on one post or whatever. Gets part of it done. Maybe you can get the whole thing done. Maybe the kids are entertaining themselves long enough to get a few done, but action is the antidote to anxiety. And that's what I have found.
Yes, I love that you said that because we're wrapping up Make Your Luck, my 3-day VA challenge, and we literally had that same conversation. And we were talking about, it's funny that you mentioned laundry too, because it's the same thing of, say you have this massive laundry pile and you're staring at it for weeks and you're dreading it and you're like, oh, I just don't want to do it. And it's like the longer you stare at it, the bigger the pile gets, like mentally and physically.
That
Then you do it and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
wasn't
How
that
long it
bad.
took me. Yeah, it's the same thing with like business and life. And
It is. Yeah, the same rules apply.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. What is your favorite part about being a virtual assistant? Maybe even something that surprised you that you weren't expecting.
I do think it's the clients because it's something different for each of them. It's in the industry. When I was thinking about it, I'm like, only 2% of the population works in agriculture. And that's where I come out of. That's like the only field I had worked in. And so it's like I was more so like on the production ag farming side of it. But we have cattle, we have horses, and that was really where my true interests were lying. My clients are actually half and half split between ag and livestock. And it's just been so fun because you just never know. And I feel like I keep saying that, but you won't know until you try. And that was the other part that had concerned me about it was like only 2% of the population, how much need is there going to be? But of that 2%, it's only a minuscule amount who actually like to do the content and the social media stuff. So actually, there's been quite a bit.
Yeah, actually, you just found a whole untapped market for VAs. I love it. That's absolutely amazing. All right, so last takeaways. What are one to two, maybe three of your top tips for anyone who wants to start a virtual assistant business, maybe wants to do it your way, where they're like, I'm gonna work in my niche because I'm good at that and not necessarily go the traditional path of applying for all the jobs. Any top tips or reflections for those people?
One, and I know you talk about this too, perfection is the enemy. Action, it just takes action and doing it scared because it's uncomfortable to put yourself out there. It is. That's just the way it is. But you have to decide, is it worth it? Do I want this enough to go through the discomfort of maybe nobody messages me? But guess what? If nobody messages you, you're going to be the only one who knows that. You just have to be willing to put it out there and be open to it. And if it doesn't work, try something else or go about it a different way or whatever. But you have to do. I was thinking about that too. Like you can join Mom to VA, it's got all these amazing resources, but you still have to do. Just joining the club doesn't bring you clients, which it does because you have all these job ops and exclusive opportunities, but the heavy work still lands on your shoulders to like how bad you want it. You got to work for it still.
Absolutely. Like you have the steps, but you still have to take them yourself.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yep.
I love that. Absolutely. I always say it's like the consistent, unsexy daily actions. And what I see for the VAs who absolutely crush it is they make it their job to have a job. And whether in mom to VA or out, like how bad do you want it? Just like you said.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, really quick, what are some of your reflections and takeaways from going through Mom to VA? What are your favorite parts, connections, like all the things there?
Yeah, I think so. The roadmap for one, because who doesn't love a step by step start here, end here? And that's been awesome. And then the personal, the coach that you get for the 3 months, I think tomorrow would be the end of my 3 months signed on. I think someone just sent me a message about March 15th or 16th, but just having that person to go to with questions, bounce ideas off of. Honestly, the thing I've been so thankful for is the contract you provide, because that's one thing that most of us aren't going to have an idea of what that should look like, what all should go in it. And so I've just been so thankful I can just go on there and edit at the top their business name and send it to sign. Yeah. So what else? The trainings that you store on specific special topics every so often, those have been super helpful. There's so much. It's such a cool community, and seeing how much it has grown in the year since I've been following you is just unreal. Because, like we were talking a year ago, you were talking about 2K months for moms.
Yeah.
And just to watch it morph over the last year of now we're talking like 5K and way beyond. So even watching you tweak your offering, like just because you create this now doesn't mean that you stay there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so fun too, because it continues to expand in my growth and my evolution, but also the students, because the students
Yes.
get started at 2K and then my students started hitting 5K and I'm like, oh, okay, let's freaking go. Who knows
Right.
next year?
Yeah, exactly. What do they say? A rising tide raises all ships, something like that.
You are incredible, Brittany, and it's been so fun to see just that decision and even to have you in the community for a year. Like, how amazing is that? So I'm so happy that you're here celebrating all of your success. And I just love that you've done it your own way. You've made your own path and you've built this beautiful business, really leveraging your zone of genius and the work that you love to do and people that you love to work with.
I sure thank you for showing us that it's possible this other way that we can do it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. And for all of you guys listening in, we will see you next week. Love you all. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at @heyitsbreekane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the booked out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.